Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Aleph, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis Tanya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Mahara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So, Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Aleph, is a daf that requires an asterisk. It's an absolute classic daf. There are many well-known gemaras that are tucked away in today's daf. We sort of introduced it at the very, very end of yesterday's daf. So we'll just jump in. Tanya. A brice, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, "B'tishrei nivra ha'olam." The world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei naldu avos. The avos were born in Chodesh Tishrei. B'tishrei mesu avos. The avos passed away in Chodesh Tishrei. B'pesach noilad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Now we just said that Rabbi Eliezer holds b'tishrei naldu avos. Now he says b'pesach noilad Yitzchak. So Rashi says bal karchach. When Rabbi Eliezer said that b'tishrei naldu avos, he was referring to Avram and Yaakov. Yitzchak, however, was different. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. B'rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sara, Rachel v'Chana. We'll see what that means. But Sara, Rachel and Chana, all of whom did not have children for many years, they were answered and they were remembered l'toiv on Rosh Hashanah. B'rosh Hashanah yatzah Yosef mi Beis Asurim. After Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the Beis Asurim because of the story with Eshes Poitifar, when he was finally freed, it happened on Rosh Hashanah. B'rosh Hashanah batla avoyda me'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. The Yidden, who were slaves in Mitzrayim for so many years, it was on Rosh Hashanah that they were told that they would no longer have to work. B'nisan nigalu, the Yidden left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, and B'tishrei asidin ligoel, and in the end of days, Mashiach's going to come, the ultimate geula will happen in Chodesh Tishrei. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua said, I agree with some of the things, Rabbi Eliezer, but I disagree with others. Number one, not B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, but rather B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created in Chodesh Nisan. B'nisan Naldu Avos. The Avos were all born in Chodesh Nisan. B'nisan Meso Avos. The Avos passed away in Chodesh Nisan. B'pesach Noilad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. B'rosh Hashanah Nifkeda Sara Rachel V'chad. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, like Rabbi Eliezer said, were all answered on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei Yosef mi Beis Asurim. Yes, Yosef left Beis Asurim on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoida me Aviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Ben Nisan Nigalu, the Geula happened in Chodesh Nisan. And Ben Nisan Asidin Ligoel, the Geula Asida is going to happen in Chodesh Nisan as well. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who argue about almost everything in Shas, they argued about some of these great moments in Jewish history as to when exactly they happened. Rabbi Eliezer seemed to be partial to Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua seems to be more partial to Chodesh Nisan. Some of the things they agree on, others they disagree on. The Gemara now is going to discuss, not everything, but some of what was just mentioned in this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Zok the Gemara. We learned to the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Minayin shebe Tishrei nivra olam." So Rabbi Eliezer said the world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua said that the world was created in Chodesh Nisan. Incidentally, not for today, the Ran brings from Kadmoinim. So this dates itself back to the times of the Rishonim and the Gaonim, who said that Rabbi Eliezer that holds B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, the world wasn't really created in Chodesh Tishrei, but rather it was created on Chaf Hei Il El. The 6th day of creation was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which would mean that Adam HaRishon, man, was created in Chodesh Tishrei. Shenemar, either way, Rabbi Eliezer says, how do I know that the world was created in Chodesh Tishrei? Because the pasuk says right in the beginning of Bria Sa'olam, in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Vayomer Elokim, Tachei Ha'aretz Deshe, Esev Mazriya Zera, Eitz Piri. So said Rabbi Eliezer, Ezeu Chodesh Ha'aretz Moitzia Deshan. It sounds like that when the world was created, it was Tachei Ha'aretz Desha. There was fully grown grass on the ground. The Ilam Ali Peiros. It sounds like the trees were filled with Peiros. It says Eitz Peri. So said Rabbi Eliezer, what's the month of the year where you have fully ripened grass on the ground? We have fully ripened fruit on the trees. Have it Oymezet Tishrei. It's Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Tishrei is after the summer, where everything was outside, it dried up already, and it's at that point that you would refer to the Esev as being Tachei Ha'aretz Tesha. It's at that point that you would refer to the Peiros as being Esev, as being Eitz Pri. So you see clearly that the description that the Torah gives of Brias Olam is the way the fields look in Chodesh Tishrei. So said Rabbi Eliezer, Pasha, that's how I know the world was created in Chodesh Tishrei. Said Rabbi Eliezer, Esev Perek Zman Revi'ahai. So Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the rainy seasons, v'yardu geshamim, and in fact, what happened in right after the world was created, it started raining, v'tzimchu, and then things started growing. Remember, the pasuk says v'ed yalim in ha'aretz. Again, this is all in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. So said Rabbi Eliezer, from the fact that the pasuk says tachei ha'aretz desha, it says eitz peri. It sounds like the fields looked the way the fields look in Chodesh Tishrei. Not just that, it rained. That sounds like Chodesh Tishrei to me, said Rabbi Eliezer. And that's how I know that Bereishis Bara Lekim Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz. When did that happen on the calendar? It happened in Chodesh Tishrei. He says, I hold the world was created in Chodesh Nisan. And how do I know it was created in Chodesh Nisan? Shenema. Because the very next pasuk, so Vayomer Elokim Hashem said, "Tatchei Yoretz Desha Esev Mazria Zera Eitz Pri." The next pasuk says, "Vatoytzei Yoretz Desha Esev Mazria Zera the Eitz Oyser Pri." Now, said Rabbi Shua, if you look at this pasuk carefully, there's two differences between the previous pasuk, which describes the commandment of Hashem, "Vayomer Elokim Hashem said, this is what should happen," versus what actually happened. Meaning, when it came to Lamaisa, the pasuk says, Vatoitze ha'aretz desha. When it came to Lamaisa, it says, Ve'etz, not pri, but Ve'etz oyser pri. So said Rabbi Yeshua, you want to know when the world was created? It's, look at what happened Lamaisa. Ezeu chodesh ha'aretz mleya desha'an. Ve'ilon moitzi peiros have a oimez anisan. The way the pasuk seems to describe the Lamaisa is that the Tfua was in the process of becoming fully developed. The eitz didn't have the fully ripened pri on it, but it was eitz oyser pri. It was starting to happen, and that is Chodesh Nisan. So says Rabbi Yeshua, it's true, based on the commandment of the way Hashem wanted it to happen, that seems to describe Chodesh Tishrei. But the pasuk that says what actually happened, that's not describing Chodesh Tishrei, that's describing Chodesh Nisan. And then Rabbi Yeshua continued, and he said, that perek, meaning Chodesh Nisan's man behem of chai v'oiv, Shem is davgin zeitz, also, that's the mating season for the behemoths and the chayas and the oifis. How do you know Nisan is the mating season? So we just went through that in detail. Shenema, the pasuk says, Lavshu karim hatsoin v'goymer, the Gemara that the was darshaned earlier on Daf Chesam and Aleph, and we know the Chodesh Nisan is the time that the behemoths, the chayas, and the oifs mate, which Rabbi Yeshua said is mistaber, was the time of Brias Olam, because right after everything was created, it was important for them to all procreate. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer darshaned the pasuk, it says, Vayomer Elokim tachei ha'aretz desha, eitz piri, which sounds like everything is fully ripe, and that's Chodesh Tishrei, whereas Rabbi Yeshua darshaned the next pasuk, Vatoitzei ha'aretz desha, not tachei ha'aretz desha, but Vatoitzei, it's starting to come out. It's not Eitz Pri, but rather it's Oyser Pri. That sounds like it's not fully ripened yet. It's not fully developed yet, which would be mashma that it was Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara, V'idach Nami Hoksiv Eitz Oyser Pri, Rabbi Eliezer, that darshins Eitz Pri, and that's how he knows B'tishrei Nivra Olam. What does he do with the pasuk that says Eitz Oyser Pri? Doesn't it sound like Benisa Nivra Olam? So he said, Ahula Bracha L'Dairis Hudachsev. He understood that that pasuk was a Bracha L'Dairis, meaning when the world was created, it was created Eitz Pri. But in the future, it wouldn't be that way. In the future, you'd plant a tree. Now the tree is going to grow. You want the tree to be Eitz Pri. So what the pasuk is saying is, there's a Bracha that's tucked away in the beginning of creation that says every eitz should be oyser pri. But that eitz oyser pri is not describing what the fields look like. It's more of a bracha. V'idach nami yoksiv eitz pri. Rabbi Yeshua, who darshaned eitz oyser pri to teach us that benisa nivra oilam, what does he do with the pasuk that says eitz pri? Ahu kid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He darshaned it the way Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol maisa bereishis. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Kol maisa bereishis. L'koymasa nivru. They were created in their full height. L'daita nivruhu. They were created Midas, Rashi, Sha'alim. Hashem asked them, Im chafetzin lehibarois v'amruhein. Every single thing that was created had a choice to be created or not created. They were asked, and if they said Nasav and Ishma, yes, we do, we want, that's when they were created. And finally, Litzivyoinam Nivru, which Rashi says means not only were they asked if they want to be created, but they actually picked and chose their physical nature and dimensions. Every single thing that was created signed off on the way he was created. Shenemar vayichulu hashemayim v'ha'aretz v'chol tzivam al tikri tzivam elet tzivyoinam. Tzivyoinam means they were asked and it was done with their consent. Regardless, what does it mean that it was eitz pri? Eitz pri means that the eitz was fully grown. It's the first part of what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. It was l'kaimasa nivru, and that's what it's referring to, says the Gemara. So we had a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether b'tishrei nivru oilam and nisa nivru oilam, and now we know what the svaras hamachlokes is. Do you darshan the pasuk that says eitz pri, or do you darshan the pasuk that says eitz oisa pri? Do you darshan the pasuk that says tachei yaretz dasha, or do you darshan the pasuk that says vatoitzei yaretz dasha? Next machlokes that the Gemara is going to address is when were the avos created? So Rabbi Eliezer said b'tishrei noldu avos. Rabbi Yeshua said b'nisa noldu avos. Now one thing is clear: both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach, which means they're not arguing about Yitzchak, but rather they're arguing about Avram and Yaakov. If you look at the top Rashi on the Yomid, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Noldu Avos, Avram V'Yaakov. This is an example of where you can't take something out of context, because you look at this Rashi, Noldu Avos, Avram V'Yaakov, what happened to Yitzchak? The Teretz is, Yitzchak for sure was born on Pesach. Rashi is just coming to be Mevarish, that this Machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that when exactly were the Avos born, is only Nogei, Avram, and Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer says Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua says Nisan. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Eliezer says, but Tishrei noldu avos. Emar. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, Vayikalu el hamelech Shloimoi, kol ish Yisrael, b'yerach ha'esanim b'chag. So the whole Klal Yisrael gathered together. This is circa Chanukas Bayis Rishon. So Shloimoi HaMelech built the first base HaMikdash, and everybody got together which month? B'yerach ha'isanim, b'chag. Now, b'chag means it was Sukkot, so we know it's Chodesh Tishrei. And the Pasuk describes Chodesh Tishrei as being Yerach ha'isanim. So what does that mean? Said Rabbi Eliezer, you know why Chodesh Tishrei is referred to as Yerach ha'isanim? It's because it's the Yerach she'noildu by Eisanei Olam. It's the Yerach, it's the month that the Eisanei Olam, Eisan means strong, with the Gibayrim of the world, the foundation of the world, the Yisoid of the world, were created, and that's the Avos HaKadoshim. And that's how you know that the Avos, not Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was born on Pesach, but that's how you know Avram and Yaakov were born in Chodesh Tishrei. So says the Gemara, my mashmat hayes and listen to the kifihu. The whole drasha of Rabbi Eliezer is predicated on the fact that what does it mean, Yerach HaYisonim? It means the tekifi, the starke. How do you know that that's what the word Esan even means? So the Gemara brings a few psukim here. Kedachsev, it says Esan Moishavecha. Esan Moishavecha means your Moishav, where you sit is Esan in a very strong place. Okay, so you see the word Esan means strong. V'omer, there's another pasuk that says Shimu Harim Es Riv Hashem V'ha'esanim Moishteyaretz. What we want from this pasuk is that the pasuk puts together Harim mountains and the word Esan, for Omer, and there's a third pasuk that says, Kol doidi, hinei zeba medalik al heharim mikapetz al agvois. What does it mean? Medalik al heharim b'schus avos. The kol doidi hinei zeba, this is referring to the geula. And it's going to come in the schus of the avos, mikapetz al agvois, and it's going to be in the schus of the emois. So in this pasuk, kol doidi hinei zeba medalik al heharim. Who are the harim? Al tikri haharim elu. Ha-hoyrim, right? It's referring to the Avos. That's who it's referring to. So you see that the Avos are called Harim. Shimu Harim as Riv Hashem v'ha'esanim. Harim come together with Esan. Esan Moishavecha. Esan means strong. Bottom line is, Yerach ha'esanim is the Yerach of the Avos. When was that month that the Pasuk in Malachim describes as Yerach ha'esanim? It was Chodesh Tishrei. Must be, that's the Yerach that the Esanim were born. That's how you know that Petishrei Noldu Avos. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua, I mean, Ayin Shem Nisan Noldu Avos. How do you know that the Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vahibish Moed Mishana V'Arbi Meishana L'Seis B'nei Yisrael Me'Eretz Mitzrayim." Again, referring to Shloim HaMelech, 480 years from the year left Mitzrayim. B'Shana HaRevius, in the fourth year, B'Chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv. So, what does it mean in the month of Ziv? B'Yerach Shenoldu Boy Ziyus Ne'Olam. It's the month that all the Ziyus Ne'Olam, the Shenkite of the world, was created. What's the Shenkite of the world? Says Rabbi Yeshua, it's the Avos. So Rabbi Eliezer said that the Esan, the Tkifi of the world, are the Avos. The Rabbi Yeshua said it's the Avos are the Zayusnei Olam. They're the Shenkite of the world. It's Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, of course. But Rabbi Eliezer is coming more from a place of Din. The Tkifi Olam are the Avos. Rabbi Yeshua is coming more from a place of Chesed. It's the Zayusnei Olam. Okay, so what do you see from here? The pasuk that describes the month of Ziv is referring to the month of Iyar. So because the month of Ziv is the month of Iyar, and what Ziv? Ze Yusnei Yoylam, the Shenkite of the world. That's a raya that the Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan. Because Chodesh Tishrei, Iyar, is referred to as Chodesh Ziv, which are the Avos, that's how you know they were born in Nisan. So what's the obvious gasha? If Ziv means Avos, so they were born in Iyar. Not in Nisan. So Rashi asks the question. Rashi says two terutz. In the first teretz, Rashi says is one line. What the pasuk is saying is the Chodesh Ziv was the month that had the Avos born already the entire month. Meaning the first month that had the Avos for the entire month was Chodesh Iyar, because they were born in Nisan, which means that Iyar would be the month of Ziv. It's the month of Zeus Ne'ilam. But the bottom line is, through this roundabout Rasha, Rabbi Yeshua comes out and says that it was Benisan Nivra Olam. So Rabbi Eliezer darshaned that the Avos were born in Chodesh Tishrei, because Yerach HaEsonim is Chodesh Tishrei, the Esonim are the Tkifim, the Digiboyrim, the foundation of the world, that's the Avos. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua darshaned Chodesh Ziv, which is Chodesh Nisan, even though it's Iyar, but it means the month that comes after Nisan. Point is that that's been Nisan Nivram. So says the Gemara, "Vidachnami oksib Yerach Esanim." What does Rabbi Shuda do with Yerach Esanim? Meaning, why would Chodesh Tishrei be called Yerach Esanim? Rabbi Leizer says, "Why is Chodesh Tishrei called Yerach Esanim?" That's the Chodesh that the Avos were born in. But according to Rabbi Shuda, they weren't born in Tishrei, they were born in Nisan. So why would Chodesh Tishrei be called Yerach Esanim? So he gave a geshmak, a reason. He said, "Hasam the tkifi b'mitzvos." You want to know what makes Chodesh Tishrei stark? It's all the mitzvahs. Rashi, Shofar, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisuch HaMayim. You have all the mitzvahs that took place in Chodesh Tishrei. That's what makes the Yerach Esan. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the fact that Chodesh Nisan seems to be the Chodesh Ziv? Ahuda isbe ziva le'ilani. What it means is that the Shenkite of the trees come out during that month, because that's when the trees blossom. And the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Haiman, the Nafak B'yamin Nisan." If somebody goes out during Chodesh Nisan, the Chaze Ilani the Malav Levi, and he sees the trees are blossoming, Omer he should make a bracha. Baruch Shalaychisem Me'olam Eklum. HaKadosh Baruch created a world, and there's nothing missing in the world. Ubara by Briyos Toivos, created beautiful Briyos, the Ilonos Toivos, beautiful trees, Lehisnois Behem Bnei Adam, for people to be able to enjoy. So you see that Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh Ziv, and that's why the second month is called Chodesh Ziv, not because it comes after the month of the Avos, but it comes after the month that's the Ziva Le'ilani, says the Gemara. Man Dama B'Nisan Naldu. So again, we had a machloikis whether the Avos were born in Chodesh Tishrei, where they were born in Chodesh Nisan. Then we had another machloikis. When did the Avos pass away? Rabbi Eliezer said, B'Tishrei Naldu Avos, B'Tishrei Mesu Avos. Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Naldu Avos, B'Nisan Mesu Avos. So the Gemara says they go hand in hand. The Man Dama that says, B'Nisan Naldu, B'Nisan Mesu. And the Man Dama that said, B'Tishrei Naldu, it was B'Tishrei Mesu. If you hold they were born in Nisan, they died in Nisan. If you hold they were born in Tishrei, so B'Tishrei Mesu. Shenemar. Who said? Because the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleihem b'meiav ve'esrim shana anoichi ayoyim." This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking to the Bnei Yisrael at the very end of the Torah. She'in tamadoy mehayoyim umat tamadoy mehayoyim. Why Moshe Rabbeinu say today? Hayoyim malu yomai v'shnoisai. What he meant to say was that today my life is complete. L'lamedcha shakadosh baruch hu yoshev u'memalish noisem shal tzadikim. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and he literally is memalish noisem shal tzadikim. He completes. He fills up the years of the tzadikim. Hayoyim liyoyim mechodesh lechodesh enemar. That's what the pasuk means when it says "es mispa yamecha amale." There's an idea that a tzaddik dies on the day that he was born. And exhibit A for that is Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what he meant when he said "vayomer aleihem b'meiav ve'esrim shana anoichi hayoyim." What did he mean? Hayoyim, hayoyim malu yomai v'shnoisai. It was today. So Zochti Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that it's B'Tishrei Noldu Avos. It's going to be B'Tishrei Mesu Avos, because that's es mispar yamecha amale. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that it was B'Nisan Noldu Avos. It's going to be that B'Nisan Mesu Avos as well. The Marsha in Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Chesed. This Gemara is also a Gemara in Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Chesed Aleph. And the Marsha over there asks a bomba kasha, a very obvious question. So the pasuk says, "Es mispar yamecha amale." Chazal darshin, "V'lamedcha shakadosh baruch hu yoishev u'memale shnoiseyem shal tzadikim miyoyim liyoyim mechodesh lechodesh." That a tzadik lives a complete year. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira was also on Zayin Adar. Freit Marsha, the most obvious question that we never thought of. And that is, if the idea is Esbis Meyamecha Amale, that the tzaddik should live the full year. So when should Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira have been? Not Zayin Adar. It should have been Vav Adar. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and now he's going to live the full year, so what should have been the last day of his life? It should have been Vav Adar. So Freit Demar Shah, that he doesn't understand this Chazal. Everyone knows the Chazal. We've heard it since we're little children. Haman knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. He didn't know that he was born on Zayin Adar, because there's this idea that a tzaddik is born and he dies on the same day. If you read the Chazal, the idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is memala d'shana. He completes the year. So if he completes the year, if the lady of Moshe was on Zayin Adar, then the Ptira should have been on Vav Adar. So the Chassam Sofer brings in a few places. In one place, it's in Chassam Sofer Al-Atayr and Parashas Maaseh. B'shem, his great Talmud, the Maram Ash, that the Maram Ash said a beautiful teretz. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. So where was this Mispa Yamecha Amale? He said because Moshe Rabbeinu died the second before that he was born. And it was this Mispa Yamecha Amale, not just, oh, he was born on Zion, passed away on Vav. See, he completed the full cycle of the year in terms of days. It was this Mispa Yamecha Amale to the second. So that if Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, the Ptira had to be on Zion Adar. So if the Leda was at 6 o'clock, the Ptira was at 5:59. So like this, it would be literally this Mispa Yamecha Amale, not only as far as the Yomim goes, but as far as the Shois go. And said the Ramash, that even though in halacha you don't find anywhere that when it comes to days and birthdays that we're mechashev with choice, but there's one place in Chazal where we are mechashev with choice, and that's in kachim. In kachim, when you deal with the life of an animal, as it's negeya, we just had it in yesterday's daf, is it 1 year old or 2 years old and 3 years old? So the halacha is bekachim mechashvin l'shoyz. We take choice into account as well. And the Ramash said that Moshe Rabbeinu was kodesh kadoshim, and as a result, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mekayim esbis Yamecha Amale, and he was Mechashiv the Shois. And that's Pasha Pshat, he said. Why the late of Moshe Rabbeinu was Bezayin Adar, and why the Ptira was Bezayin Adar as well. I think the takeaway is probably Pashat. What does it mean that by a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechashiv the Shois? But Moshe Rabbeinu, every second was so Chashiv. By the tzaddikim, every single second is a second of Yofa Shah Achas Ba'olam Hazeh Mikol Anois Olam Haba, because of what the person's able to accomplish with a Shah Achas. When a person doesn't waste the Shah Achas, so that makes the Shah Achas Chashuv. It's so Chashuv that it goes into the Cheshbon of his Mispa Yamecha Amale. It's not just, oh, days, months, yeah, it was the same year. No, it's mamish to the second, because to the extent that second is so Chashuv, so it's not a Dover Katan, it's not bottled to the day. It's such a Dover Chashuv b'fnei atzmai. Kachin with Mechashvin L'shoi, said the Ramash, Moshe Rabbeinu's life, as Mispa Yamecha Amale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechashiv L'shoi. So if a Mechalik's Rebbe Lezer Rabbi Shua, whether the Avos were born in Nisan or whether the Avos were born in Tishrei. But everybody agrees that B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, says the Gemara, B'Pesach Noilad Yitzchak, Minolon, how do you know that? Kedach Ziv, and it's learnt out from a Pasuk that may sound familiar. Tavachig Yaparsha, L'mayid Ashev Eilach. So we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but when the Malachim came to Avram and Sarah, and they gave Avram and Sarah the besura, l'moyed ashev eilecha ke'es chaya u'lesarah ben. So this took place on Yontif. L'moyed, just like now it's moyed, l'moyed, on Yontif I'm going to come back. So the question is, this besura is happening on a Yontif, and the besura is that l'moyed, on another Yontif, l'sarah ben. So the Gemara says, Emoskoy, when did this happen? Ilema b'pesach. Did this story in the beginning of Parashas Vayera happen on Pesach? The Kamalei Batzeres. And the Basura was, La Moye, the next Yontif on Atzeres, that's when Yitzchok is going to be born. Says the Gemara, B'cham Shiyami Mika Yald, is it possible? A 50-day pregnancy? It can't be. There's 50 days, Tisbrucham Mishum Yoim, between Pesach and Shavuos. Oh, the Kamalei Batzeres. Maybe the story happened on Atzeres for Kamalei Batishrei. And they were told that on Tishrei, that's when Yitzchok is going to be born. Akati B'chamisha Yarchim Mika Yald, it's 5 months, it's still too short. Elo the Koy B'chai. Maybe the story in the beginning of Parshas Vayera happened on Sukkot. The Kamala b'Nisan, and they were told that in Nisan, but I can't tell the Gemara, it's still a little too short. B'shita Yarchi Mikol Yaldi, it's still only 6 months. 6 months is not enough time, so the Gemara says, Tana Oysa Shana Muberes Oysa. That year was a Shana Mi'uberes. It was a leap year. Because it was a leap year, it was an Ibiyar, so it was 7 months. Oh, 7 months, there's a Zibala. So that's what happened. Yitzchok was born to 7 months. But the Gemara says, Soif Soif, Kimali Mar Yoyim Atoma, Batzri Lahu. We know that Sarah, in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, was Tomei Tumas Nida. It's clear that way from the Psukim, Rashi and Chumash. Rashi quotes it right here. So at that time, Sari Imenu was Pirsa Nida, which means that there weren't a full 7 months for Leidas Yitzchak from Sukkis until Pesach, even if you're going to tell me that there was an Ibiyar in middle of the winter, which means it's 7 months, but minus the Yemei Tuma. So if you're going to do that, then you're not going to have the full amount of time. So the Gemara says, you know what Pshat is? Amar Mazutra. I feel a mandam you led this to Sha'ini led this Mikutam. Even though it's true, there is a mandam that says that when a woman gives birth to 9 months, she's not you led this Limikutam. It's a full 9 months. It can't be into the ninth month. But you led this Lashiva, you led this Limikutam. But a woman that gives birth to 7 months, she could be you led this Limikutam. How do you know that Shanem and the Pasuk says, Vahilit Kufa is Hayamim? And that's talking about when Chana gave birth to Shmuel, so after the whole story with Eli, it sounds like it was two tkufais. A tkufa is 3 months. So two tkufais is 6 months. It was two tkufais, which is 6 months, and it was yamim, it was 2 days, which is 2 days, and you see that's when Shmuel was born. So you see it's possible that a yoledes l'shiva should be a yoledes in the kutam, and that must be what happened. What must have happened is that the beginning of Parashas Vayera took place on Sukkis. It was an Ibiyar. And on Pesach, Yitzchak was born. That's how we know that Yitzchak was born. We know he was born on Yontif. Because L'mayid Ashav Eilecha Ke'ez Chayu L'Sarabin. The question is, which Yontif? It must have been the Yontif of Pesach. We're backing into this Cheshmin because there's no other way it's possible that the Basura took place on Yontif and this first happened on Yontif. Now, the truth is, Tosfos asks Akash again. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll talk about this tomorrow, that we know Chazal say, we've been taught this since we were little children, that the Parshas Vayera happened on Pesach, and what the Malachim told Avram was, Shoiv Ashuv Eilecha Lamoyed, Ashuv Eilecha Ke'ez Chayu L'Sarabein, that next year, this time, meaning now it's Pesach, I'm going back next Pesach, and you're going to see that you're going to have a baby. But either way, that's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says that really Parshas Vayera happened on Sukkis, and Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, continuing in the Braisa, they both said that Barosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah, Rachel v'Chana. Sarah was an Akara, Rachel was an Akara, Chana was an Akara, and they all had a tremendous Yeshua. They were Nifkada. They were remembered L'toiv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when did that happen? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Minolan, how do you know that? Amar Rabbi Laza said, it's based on the following drashas. Asya, Pekida, Pekida. It's based on Gzeira Shava between the words Pekida, Pekida, and Asya, Schira, Schir. And Gzeira Shava, Schira, Schir. Ksiv, Rachel says by Rachel, Vayiskar, Elikimes, Rachel. Viksiv, Bechana, Vayiskareo Hashem. Okay, so we have a connection between Rachel and Chana based on the word Schira. Now it also says Schira by Rosh Hashanah. This is Shabbos, Shabbosoin, Zichroin, Trua. So you see Rosh Hashanah is also called Zichroin. Okay, so it says Zichroin by Rachel. It says Zichroin by Chana. It says Zichroin by Rosh Hashanah. So that makes us believe that Rachel and Chana were both born on Rosh Hashanah. What about Sarah? And we have another Gzeirah Shavah, Pekida, Pekida. Ksib b'chana, it says by Chana, ki pokad Hashem es Chana. V'ksib b'sarah, it says by Sarah, v'Hashem pokad es Sarah. So if Chana was on Rosh Hashanah, because it says a lashon of Schira, just like it says Schira by Rosh Hashanah, and it says the word pokad, and it says pokad by Sarah, v'Hashem pokad es Sarah, that's how you know Sarah, Chana, Rachel, they were all answered, they were all nifkida on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah yotze Yosef mi Beis HaAsurim. Yosef HaTzadik was freed from the Beis HaAsurim after the story with Eishes Potiphar on Rosh Hashanah. Minolon, how do you know that? So this is learned out from Psukim in Tehillim. Dechsev, the pasuk says, Tiku b'chayde shayfar, paget b'kesa liyoyim chagenu, ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpat leiloy keyakim. And this, ironically, we also had just recently in the daf. What's this pasuk referring to? What's Tiku b'chayde shayfar, b'kesa liyoyim chagenu, eze hu chag, sh'achoydesh miskasa b'y chazal said is, it's Rosh Hashanah. So we know this pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. And the end of the pasuk is, Eidus b'hoysef, that's Yosef, somay, so there's some reference in this pasuk to Yosef HaTzadik becoming the Mishnah Melech. So you see that Tiku b'chayde shayfar b'keselich yom chagenu, which is Rosh Hashanah, and then Eidus b'yosef somay b'tzeisal eretz Mitzrayim svaslo yidati eshma, that's referring to Yosef HaTzadik being Oilu L'Gdulah. So when did Yosef HaTzadik leave the Beis HaAsurim? He left it on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah batla avoida me'yaviseinu. On Rosh Hashanah, the avoida that the Jews were subject to in Mitzrayim came to an end. How do you know that? Ksiv Hach, it says over here, Vaitseisi Escha Mitacha Sivlois Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk in Parshas Va'era, one of the Dalal Lashonos of Geula. Vaitseisi Vihitzalti Vigalti Vilakachis. Vaitseisi Escha Mitacha Sivlois Mitzrayim. Viksiv Hosam, and it says there. Where is there? Regarding that last pasuk that we just said, that Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kes Liyom Chageinu, Kichoich Liyisrael B'Mishpul L'Keyakev. And then it says, Eidus B'Yosef Sambi B'Tseis Al Eretz Mitzrayim. And then it says, Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy, Cup of Midut Havarna. So just like it says, Vaitseisi Yeschem Mitachas Sivlis Mitzrayim, and that's referring to the Shibur of Mitzrayim, so too Hasiroisi Misevel, same word, Sivloi Sevel Shichmai, that's also referring to the Sevel of Mitzrayim. And just like that pasuk we said, Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmai, which is a continuation of Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, is talking about Rosh Hashanah, so too Vaitseisi Eschem Mitacha Sivlis Mitzrayim is referring to Rosh Hashanah as well. Benisa Nigalu, the Tanam said, Benisa Nigalu, how do you know that? Kadisa, of course, Achidish Azel Lachem Reich Chadashim, we know that it was Benisa Nigalu. And finally, B'Tishrei Asidim Ligal, Rabbi Yezah said, Benisa Nigalu. Rabbi Yeshua said that Benisan Nigalu and Benisan Asidan Ligal. So how did Rabbi Eliezer know Betishrei Asidan Ligal? As Yeshoifer Shoifer. Learn to Rukzay Yeshoifer, the word Shoifer. Ksivach, it says over here, Tikkun B'Chodesh Shoifer. Ksiv Hasam, and it says there, Bayoy Mahu, Yitaka B'Shoifer Gadol. It's just like Tikkun B'Chodesh Shoifer is referring to Chodesh Tishrei, so too, Bayoy Mahu, Yitaka B'Shoifer Gadol, that's also referring to Chodesh Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua said, Benisan Nigalu and Benisan Asidan Ligal. Minolon Amakra, the Pasuk says, Lel Shimurim. We know that the Lel of Pesach is referred to as Lel Shimurim. Why is it called Lel Shimurim? So said Rabbi Yeshua, Lel HaMeshumar Uba Mesheshes Yimei Bereshes. Because this is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for. He's been waiting for this day all the way back to Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. Because that's the day when it's all going to come to an end, in a good way. That's the end of days. And that's why this night is called El Shimurim, because this is the night of Geula, Benisan Nigalu, and again, Benisan Asidin Ligal V'idach. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the words Lel HaMeshomer, or Lel Shimurim? It means Lel HaMeshomer Baman HaMazikin. It doesn't mean Shomer Miloshin waiting, but rather this is Laila HaMeshomer. It's a day that's protected. It's Laila, that's Tor Kayoim. It's Laila HaMeshumar Uba Min HaMazikin. So a few Ha'aris, depending on how much time we have, as it relates to today's epic Daf. Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. So in no particular order. So the Braisa said that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkida Sara Rachel V'Chana. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all Akaros. They didn't have children for many, many years. And they all davened to Hashem. And eventually, all of their tefillos were answered. Says the Braisa, when did that take place? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah nifkida Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. And what does that mean? Kimavur besvara makdashim. It means that their tefillos were answered. The tefillos of Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, respectively, were all answered on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the truth is, if you go through the Psukim, there really is no clue, there's no remez that this all took place on Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara said it's based on a combination of two Gzeirah Shavas. Asya Pekida Pekida, Asya Zechira Zechira. And based on this whole combination of Gzeirah Shavas, we know that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, the three famous Akaris in Tanakh, they were all answered on the same day. Their tefillahs finally penetrated the heavens on what day? It happened on Rosh Hashanah. I saw Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Netzoy Tzayar says that even though it's not Mefurish anywhere, that the story of Chana, he's talking specifically about Chana, happened on Rosh Hashanah, but there is a remez in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, so this is Shmuel Aleph, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayihi Hayoim, Vayizbach Elkanah, V'nosan l'pnina ishtoi u'l'chol banel u'v'noiseo monos. U'l'chano yitei mona achas apoy. This is the beginning of the story of Chana, and it begins with the word Vayihi Ayoy. So Reuven Margolis said that there's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Pinchas. The Zohar HaKadosh says like this, Pasach Rav Shimon v'Omar. Rav Shimon v'Yichoy said, Vayihi Ayoyim, it says sometimes the words Vayihi Ayoy. So he said, quote, B'chol atar d'chsi Vayihi, wherever it says the word Vayihi, iu tzar. It's in Lashon of tzar. Vayihi b'mei, if it says the word Vayihi b'mei, like Vayihi b'mei achashverosh, tzar vadai. That's more of a lashon of tzar. Vayihi ayoim, what if it says Vayihi ayoim? Yoimo de ispe tzar. It's a day that has tzar in it. Meaning it's a tzar de gedei. Vayehi means there was a zman of tzar, something bad happened. Vayehi bimei tzar vaday, that's more of a lashon of tzar. Vayehi hayoim is a taich in the day. It's a yoim of the ispei tzar. V'do ihu Rosh Hashanah. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayehi Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Yoim de ispei dina kashya al alma. Because that's the day that there's a dina kashya on the world. Vayehi Hayoim vayavar Elisha el Shunem. He brings a raya. Yoim de Rosh Hashanah hava. Ubechol asar, says the Zohar, every single time that you find in Tanakh that it says Vayehi Hayoim, da Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So said Rav Reuven Margolis, the story of Chana begins, Vayehi hayoyim, vayizbach el kono, v'nasan l'pnina ishtoi l'chol b'neo v'naisei amonais. Maybe this is a remez that the story of Chana, the climax of the story of Chana, which is when Chana davens and Eli sees her, it took place in Rosh Hashanah. Like this Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh and Parashas Pinchas, Reish Lamed Aleph Aleph, that says, wherever it says, b'chol atar, Vayehi hayoyim, da Rosh Hashanah, and this is the psicha, Vayehi hayoyim, this is the story. This is a story that took place on Rosh Hashanah. I saw a beautiful ha'ara on the topic of Chana, and specifically the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillahs of Chana Rosh Hashanah, and the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyin Reb David Yoel Weiss, and this is in his Sefer Masechtes Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. So we all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chana didn't have any children. Her Tzara Penina did have children, and it bothered Chana very, very much. And when her husband Elkanah would be oiler regular, would go to the Beis HaMikdash, so Chana would go along. And it says one year Chana was davening, her lips were moving, but she wasn't making any noise. And Eli saw her, vayichashvena l'shikaira. And Eli accused her of being drunk. Usually if somebody's lips move, you're going to hear some sound. But Eli couldn't hear anything coming out of her mouth. And he felt that that's the hanhaga of a shikaira. Vayichashvel a shikaira. The Vilna Gaon famously said that Eli was shoyl by the Urim V'Tumim, and the letters Shin, Kaf, Reish, Hey popped up. That was Urim, but he couldn't decipher it properly using the second part, the Tumim. He thought shikaira really meant ksheira. The rest is history. But the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Hamnuna, Brachas Lamen Aleph Amen Aleph. Kame Hilchas Gavrasa Ikel Mishma Mahani Kroy Dechan. There's many halachos that we can learn specifically in Hilchas Tefila from the story of Chana. And Rav Hamnuna went on to discuss all the different halachas. One of the halachas he said was from the fact that it says V'koyla lo yishama, that Eli couldn't hear Chana davening. Mikan, you learn from here, she'aser la'gbia koyla betfilasa, that it's awesome for a person to make noise when you daven. Meaning, when you daven, specifically Shmoyna Esrei, that's what it means, you're not allowed to make noise. You can't make a gerida. You have to be quiet. V'koyla lo yishamea, which was the way the Pasuk describes Chana's tefillah, this is the way it has to be l'maisa. And we learn from here, mikan l'mispalel, from a person that davens, asur l'hagbiya koyloi betfilasai, he's not allowed to make any noise. The Rasha on this Gemara asks a bambakasha. And just to preface, that's Pashit, that the Gemara doesn't mean that Chana was mechadesh this halacha, that when a person davens, he's supposed to daven quietly. Of course, that's not what it means. What it means is that if Chana daven quietly, so must be, that's the way you're supposed to daven. Chana knew Hilchis Tfila. As a result, if you go through the story of Chana and her epic Tfila, we can extrapolate different halachas that are nageila to us in Hilchis Tfila. So from the fact that Chana was v'koyla lo yishamea, so we learn a halacha, asr lag be a koyla b'tfila, asli that when a person daven, he's not allowed to daven loud. So freak the Marashah, if that's the case, I don't understand poshit pshat in the story. So Chana's davening, her lips are moving, and Eli can't hear her. So Eli said, what's going on over here? Usually if a person's lips move, they make noise. I don't hear anything coming out of Chana's mouth. Must be she's a shikr. Frey, the Marsha, if that's the way you're supposed to daven, so she was davening Shemayin Esrei. So why do you think she was a shikr? It's a bomb kasha. Marsha struggles very much to answer this kasha. If you take a look in the Tzlach from the Neid of Yehuda on that Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, he also struggles very much to answer this kasha. It's a very, very basic, elementary question on the story. That Chan is davening the way he's supposed to daven Shemayin Esrei. She's not making any noise. She's being mispalel as bilachash. Yet Eli sees something's off. So what did Eli do? So Eli said, it must be vayichashvel l'shikaira. What do you mean vayichashvel l'shikaira? So Rav David Yoel Weiss said a dover nifla, and he brings that really the Iker Mahalach that he's saying state in the Sefer Menachem Tzion from the Heiliger Remendel Mirimonov. And Remendel Mirimonov said B'Toysefes Beer from Rav David Yoel Weiss, based on Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha that's tucked away that not everybody knows. It's in Hilchis Tfila, it's in Arachayim Simen Kuf Aleph, it's Sif Katan Gimel. So in Sif Katan Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that when a person davens Shmeina Esrei, lo yashmia koiloi, you're not allowed to make any noise. V'im eini yachal l'chavim malachash, let's say you can't have kavana davening quietly, then mutalag bia koiloi, then you are allowed to make noise. V'hani Mili says, that's only if you're davening bia chidos. Avo b'tzibur, but if you're davening with a tzibur, also, then you're not allowed to make noise. Dalsi l'midra tzibura, because it's tirda de tzibura. You're going to end up confusing the person standing next to you. So as a result, a person is not allowed to be mashmia koiloi. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sifkat and Gimel, yei shoimrim, sheberash shana. That on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a person is allowed to make noise when he davens. Afilu b'tzibur, even when he's davening b'tzibur. So Rav Mendel Merimanov said, that Vaistois, the minig must have been like this Yesh Oimrim that Shulchan Aruch says. Then on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people used to make noise when they used to daven. When was Chana's tefillah answered? When did this story with Eli take place? When was Eli choshev b'ksheirim and then he gave her a bracha that he had to pay up, like we spoke out from Chaim Kanievsky several times when we learned Masechtas Brachas. When did this whole event happen? This event happened on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the minig was that mutal hashmia koyla b'tefillah son, afila b'tzibur, and that's what people used to do. So Eli sees Chana davening on Rosh Hashanah, and see what's going on? Everybody's making noise. Everybody's shrying Shmei Nesra. And Chan is the only person that's not making any noise. He knew the halacha ordinarily is that he's supposed to daven b'lachash. Up it's Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that? Our Gemara, Rosh Hashanah daf yud amid beis, Rosh Hashanah daf yud aleph, but Rosh Hashanah nifka dachana. So Eli was thrown for a loop. He said, what's going on? Must be vayichashvel l'shikaira. But the emesis is that even though it's true, there's a yesh oimrim, but at the same time, Rav Mendel Merimanov said that the tzaddikim, the people that are on the highest madrega of tefillah, their avoida is so betznius that even when it's mutter for a person to be screaming and very, very loud, but they always went bedarkei atznius. But either way, he says that even though it was true, it was mutter to daven b'kol ram, but of course Chana didn't have to daven b'kol ram, and her madrega was that she didn't want to daven b'kol ram. So of course you see from this Gemara that there's an inyan to daven b'lachash. If Chana daven b'lachash, Vaistois is an inyan to daven b'lachash. And that's the Kama, Hilchasa, Gvarta, Ikala Mishma, Mehani Kroy de Chana. This is one of the many halachas we learn from Chana. But the Kasha is, why would Eli have accused her of being a Shikaira at the end of the day? All she's doing is following the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. L'chur, this is the way you're supposed to daven. The Teretz was Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the minig was not to daven that way. And because the minig was not to daven that way, so it's for that reason that why Eli thought something was off, and that's why it was Vayichashvel the Shikaira. Moving along. So the Gemara said that Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef mi Beis HaAsurim. So Yosef HaTzadik was in Beis HaAsurim, end of Parshas Vayeshev, in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. And then what happened? And then Pari had a dream. And Pari wakes up in the morning and he can't figure out what the meaning of his dream is. He says, Sheva Shibulim Zibin Zangin. And then he says, the Dikka Paris and the Dina Paris and the Paris Hadakois are the ones, the Iske Klap, the Paris are eating up the bigger Paris. And he was very, very perturbed and he couldn't figure out what to do. But there was the story with the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And as a result, the word got out that there's a person who's in Beis HaSoyer right now. And this person is a Poisach Aloimois. So if you want to know what's going on, you should, he's the person to call. So on Rosh Hashanah, that's when this took place, Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of the Beis HaAsurim. He's brought in front of Paroi, and of course the rest is history. Yosef becomes the Mishlo Melech. The Yidden end up going to Mitzrayim, and the whole chain starts moving until finally the Yidden leave Mitzrayim, Benisim and flies, Ras HaShivcha Yibayam, Mashalei Ra, Yecheskev and Buzim Eilam. It culminates with Nasiv and Ishma, Anoichi V'layil L'cham Mipi HaGvur Shamanim, Eretz Yisrael, and the entirety of Jewish history. But what sets it into motion? Paroi has a dream. He wakes up in the morning and he can't figure out what in the world is the meaning of this dream. Yosef HaTzadik knows the answer. They quickly pull him out. Which means, if Yosef HaTzadik left Beis HaAsurim on Rosh Hashanah, back of the envelope arithmetic, when did Paroi have his dream? Paroi had his dream on Rosh Hashanah as well. So again, quoting from the Megadim Chadashim in the Sefer HaMesechtes Brachos, and this is on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, he stells zu a beautiful marsha zum dritten Mal today. A beautiful marsha in Mesechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches. If it sounds a little bit familiar, we did mention this marsha. Feels like yesterday, but believe it or not, it's almost 2 years ago. We spoke at this marsha Mesechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches. The aim base medrash beloy chiddush. So the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis tells a fascinating story. The Gemara over there is discussing mason. When somebody dies, a mace, does a mace know what's going on in this world? Or does a mace not know what's going on in this world? So in the context of this very existential discussion, the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. Shenasan dinar la'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei ha-betzayres. He gave a dinar to an Aram man. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was during a betzayres. It was a hunger year. V'hiknit tisay ishtay. His wife comes home and she says, where's the dinar? This is all we have. He says, I gave it away. There was an Aram man. There was someone that came and I gave it away. His wife wasn't happy. How unhappy? V'halach v'lam b'beis ha'kvaris. He had to sleep in the beis ha'kvaris. That's how unhappy. V'shama, so this chassid echad is sleeping in the beis ha'kvaris. It's Rosh Hashanah by night. And he's trying to fall asleep. And all of a sudden, he overhears a conversation. Shtei ruchais, there were these two spirits, shemesapri zuluzu. They're talking to each other. Amru chadol chaverta. One of them told her friend, chaverti, boy v'nashut ba'olam. Let's go roam the world. V'nishma me'achari apargut. Let's go to the other side of the curtain, literally. But let's go me'achari apargut. Ma'apurani is ba'olam. It was Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah yekasevon. So everything is going down tonight. Mi'yichya, mi'yamuz. Right, we're going to find out everything. We're getting all the inside information. So let's go to the other side of the pargut. Let's see ma'apurani is ba'olam. It's interesting. They wanted to see ma'apurani is ba'olam. But either way, let's go see what bad is coming to the world. Amar l'chaverta. So a friend told her, Eini yechayla, I can't go. Why? This girl apparently was a very poor girl, and when she died, her parents couldn't even afford tachrichin. So they buried her in a mat of reeds, and she said, I'm just embarrassed of what I'm wearing, and as a result, I'm not comfortable going out then to the achiria park. El-chi'at, you're dressed more appropriately, why don't you go? And why don't you report back and tell me what happened? So the Gemara says, Holchahi, this other girl went. Vishata. She roamed Uba and she came back. And she said, Chaverti, listen, let me tell you what I heard. Shamati, Shekola Azereya Berevir Rishayna Barud Malka Oise. Anyone that's going to plant, anyone that's going to invest during the first quarter, right, during the first Revia, Barud Malka Oise, they're going to get clapped. There's going to be Barud, they're going to lose everything. So the Gemara says, this Chasud is an Aram man. He got thrown out of his house. He's literally sleeping in the cemetery tonight because he gave away his last dinner. He just got the greatest inside scoop of all time. He knows literally Me'achariya Pa. Not figuratively, me'achari apargut, literally me'achari apargut, exactly what's going to happen. So the Gemara says, halachu he went, v'zara b'raviyah shniyah. Everybody planted during the first raviyah. He says, no, taking a little sabbatical for the first month or two, and he went and he planted by the second season. Everybody got wiped out, but his ended up surviving, and he was the only person that had anything. He was the only game in town. He was able to sell for a lot of money. He had a very good year. L'shana acheres, the next year, he didn't wait for his wife to start up with him. Halach, falam beis akvaris. He went by himself to the beis akvaris. V'sham oisin shtei ruchashem sabrezum zu. And he overheard again these two ruchas having a conversation. Amr chadol kaverto. One of them told their friend, Boy v'nashut ba'olam. V'nishma me'achari apargum ha'pronis ba'olam. Let's do this again. Amr Allah. So she said, Chaverti l'kach amarti l'ch ini yechayla. I told you last year already. I'm not dressed appropriately. I can't go. Sh'ani kfur b'machtel l'shal kanim. Because of the way I look. El l'chi at mashat shay maz b'y v'imrili. Holcha v'shatu basav. Amr Allah Chaverti. Nu, mash shomat me'achari apagrit. Amr Allah. So she said, let me tell you what's going to happen this year. Shomati shakol azereb revia shniya. Anyone that's going to plant during the second season, shidofin malka oisai, is going to get wiped out with a shidofin. Halach, again, he had inside information. Vizara berevia rishayna. Now, everybody was afraid to now plant berevia rishayna because what happened last year? So all the chachamim waited now for the revia shniya. He planted in the revia rishayna. He was going against the market. So shakol oilam kulay nishtav. Everybody got saklav. Vishalay loy nishtav. Amalay yishtav, his wife tells him, mipnei ma ishtaki shalkol oilam kulay laka vashalchay loy laka. At some point, his wife started getting suspicious. This yid hadn't brought home parnasa like this ever, and now all of a sudden he's making money the first quarter, the second quarter. Last year this year that. Amru lehayam. In other words, he told her what happened. Anyways, it seems a short time later, a fight in the town broke out. And the fight broke out between the wife of this chassid And the mother of this Riva, this girl that Rachmana Litzlan died, the one that was so poor that her parents couldn't even afford tachrichen. So in the heat of a fight, in a moment of kas, Amrula, Lechiva Arech Bitech Shikfur B'machzela Shalkanim, says, you know, your daughter, you buried her in an embarrassing way. Even in the next world, she's embarrassed of the way she is. Says the Gemara, L'shan Acheres, the next year, Holoch V'lam Beis HaKvaris. The third year, he says, no, L'mav Machir Panasa this year also. See, he went again to sleep in the Beis HaKvaris. V'shama Oysen Ruch Hashem Esarpen Zuhim Zuh. And again, he overheard the same conversation. Amr Allah, Chaver Tibay V'nashat Ba'ilam. So, the friend says, let's go again, let's do this again. V'nishma Me'achariya Pargim Aparon Is Ba'ilam. Amr Allah, Chaver Ti Hanicheni. Leave me, don't. Don't even go there. I know already word got out. My mother already found out about it. I can't do this anymore. So the Gemara brings this fascinating story, which ends abruptly, as proof that you see in the next world, people know what's going on. Because you see that the girl knew that her mother found out because of this fight. But the bottom line is that was the purpose of the story. A fascinating, fascinating story. Freik der Marsha, again. He says, I don't understand the story. And his kasha is not so much from the story Minei Obey, but it's based on one yediyah. The story begins, Maisa b'chassad echad. Chazal say in a few places, we have a Messiah, that wherever it says chassad echad and chas, it means one of two people. Either it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, as in the great Tana of Rabbi Yehuda, or it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It's afraid to Marsha. He says, I don't understand. This chassid in this story was either Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, or was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi on Rosh Hashanah is sleeping in a field so he'll know how to invest? Is it possible Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is doing that? So can it zayin? He said, they're going to a Beis HaKfaris. First of all, a Beis HaKfaris is a makom of Tumah. And the tzaddikim we know, even non-Kohanim would try not to go into a Beis HaKfaris if they didn't have to. Brifrat and Rosh Hashanah, you didn't go to a mikveh erev Rosh Hashanah to be metayer. And they're going to go, this tzaddik would sleep in a Beis HaKfaris. It's not possible. How could that be? So the Marshal says, Lule de Mistafin, I'm going to tell you what Pshat is. He goes, I don't think this really happened. I think this was all a dream. This was all a dream. And the chassid in this story was able to tap into what was happening because he dreamed it. Now, it's clear from the story that the chassid went out of his way to attain this information. Which means, says the Marsha, according to my interpretation, he went out of his way to dream this dream. Now you're going to tell me, how could you even do that? See, he says it's Yodua, that there were Kadmoinim that knew how to manipulate things through Chaloimas. See, he said, now why would he have done that? See, he says, Yesh Loimar, because Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, the Gemara says in Masech Nesedarim, was an Arum man. In fact, the Gemara said he was such an Arum man that all he had was one beged that him and his wife used to share. And the Gemara says when he would go outside, he would wear the beged, and when his wife would go outside, she would wear the beged. And then the Gemara talks about the godless Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, that he was so excited with the one beged that he had, that whenever he would put on the beged, he would say, Baruch She'otani Me'il. He was so excited with this one beged that he had. So he says it's mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, he had such armkeit, and he couldn't figure out how to make parnasa. So he decided he has a trick. He says, you know what his trick is? His trick is that he's going to tap in using dreams, which is something that you could do. He would do it on Rosh Hashanah. And by doing that, he'd be able to find out a little bit, was tutzich, maybe get some inside information like this. It would increase his chance of having a good year as far as Parnassa goes. But then the Marsha says, and this is the punchline, because we have a Messiah that the dreams of Leil Rosh Hashanah are more true than ordinary dreams. And because these chaloimas are true dreams, so Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi knew that if he would have a dream on that night that would say that plant in the Revi'a Rishayna or plant in the Revi'a Shni and that will bring Parnasa, that's something you can trust. Meaning ordinarily, divrei chaloimas loy ma'ilav loy meriden. But at the same time, this is Rosh Hashanah. And a dream on Rosh Hashanah is a different type of dream. And that's why he went out of his way to try to have a dream that would give him access to Vas Tutzach, and he knew he couldn't rely on such a dream. Because even though ordinarily when it comes to dreams, there's a bunch of shtosin, but at the same time, because these dreams are yoyser hamitim, and the Marsha brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud, and because these dreams are more emes, that's why your Rosh Hashanah did a dream. So this whole story all played out in a dream. But when did he have the dream? He had the dream on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, because he had the dream on Rosh Hashanah, that's why the dream played out. So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss said, beautiful. He said, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that b'Rosh Hashanah yotze yoyse mibeis ha'asurim. He says, if that's the case, what's the cheshbon? When did Parai have his dreams in the beginning of Parshas Miketz? He had his dreams in the beginning of Parshas Miketz also on Rosh Hashanah. So he said, it's gevaldik. These were the dreams that changed the course of history. We cannot recap the whole history before. But these are the dreams that changed the course of history. These weren't just dreams. These were Rosh Hashanah, the Gechaloimis. And Lefisha Chaloimis, Rosh Hashanah are different types of dreams. And then he says something beautiful. He says he believes that this is Merumis in the Arachayim HaKadosh. Parshas Miketz begins, Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim, Uparei Choylem, Vihinei Oymed Ala Yor. So he says, what does it mean, Vihinei? Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim. The end of 2 years from what? So it's Miketz Nosayim Yomim, from what happened in the end of Parshas Vayeshev. What happened in the end of Parshas Vayeshev was the story with the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. The Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim also had dreams. 2 years after the story of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim, Parai had dreams. Zokta Eirechayim HaKadosh. Oid Yirmois. Ba'oimroi Mikeich Nosayim. Loimar. Shehoye Bezman Atzmoi. Shechomu Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Oifim. The dream of Parai happened at the same time that the dream of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim happened. Shehuzman Shechaloim Yagid Dover Tzoydek. Which is a time where the dream speaks truth. You see, ordinarily, what's a chaloim? Shav yedabero. It's shav. Bimedayik l'shoyne yazov shel ha'orachayim. Oh, but this time, the time of the dream of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim, was the same as the time of the dream of Paroi. Shuzman shachaloim yagedover tzoydek v'lo yedabershav. So David Yoel Weisslita said, the Archaim said that there was something about this time that would make this dream a more emes a dream. But he didn't explain what that time was. What was so special? What was so unique about that time? The Archaim wasn't megala to us what that zman is. But he said, Yesh Loimah, this is this man. This man is, it's a dream of Rosh Hashanah. And what would make you believe the dream was a Rosh Hashanah? The dream, it's a Gemara. It's the price on the bottom of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudam, the base on the top of Daf Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph. That the Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yosef, Beis Asurim. Which means that was the time that Parai had his dream. If that's the time Parai had his dream, Zokta Archaim, when was Parai's dream? Vayihimi Keich Nosayim Yomim. It was the end of 2 years to the day. Because 2 years ago, on that same night, there were two people that also had dreams. That also played a tremendous role in altering the course of history. And who are those two people? They were the Sarah Mashkim and they were the Sarah Oifin, respectively. So the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifin had dreams that night. When were their dreams? Their dreams were on Rosh Hashanah. This dream of Paroi also happened on Rosh Hashanah. And that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Arachayim when he says, Shehuzman shehachaloyim yagid dover tzoydeik v'lo yedar b'shav. Just one last ta'ara, and that is, we had another machloikis in this braisa between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. And that is, we know b'nissan nigalu. But when is the geula asidah going to happen? So Rabbi Lez said, b'nissan nigalu b'tishrei asidin ligoyim. Rabbi Yeshua said, b'nissan nigalu, b'nissan asidim ligal. The Vilna Goyen, in his Pirish on Tikune Zayar, and it's brought in the Sefer Stei Aliyo, the Torah of the Vilna Goyen, the Likud Al Shas, but on this Gemara they bring from the Bir Hagrola Tikune Zayar Memvav Beis, that the Vilna Goyen said, there's Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer said, B'tishrei asidim ligal. Rabbi Shua said, B'nissan asidim ligal. So he said, ordinarily, if there's a Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. But when it comes to this Machloikis, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chaim. That's what the Vilna Goyen said. The Goyen said that the Aschola of the Geula, that schalt of the geula is going to happen in Chodesh Tishrei, but the geula asida, the ultimate geula, that's going to happen in Chodesh Nisan. So it's elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. On one level, b'nisan nigalu b'tishrei asidim ligal, and on another level, it's b'nisan nigalu and b'nisan asidim ligal. It's just elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. On some level, it's going to happen b'tishrei, and another level, it's going to happen b'nisan. The truth is that it was mavur in the braisa, everybody agreed that the Shibut of Mitzrayim ended in Chodesh Tishrei, but Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course, didn't happen until Chodesh Nisan. So that Yitzias Mitzrayim also seemed to happen in two shlavim. It happened in two stages. The Shibut was Pascha, Chodesh Tishrei, and then finally it left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan. We know the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Geulas Mitzrayim is the Av for all the geulois. It's a microcosm of the way all geulois are going to happen. So Geulas Mitzrayim happened in two stages, and the two stages were Tishrei and Nisan. So Lefi the Grod's beautiful. It's Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. The geula is going to happen in two stages as well. It's going to happen in Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer said, B'Tishrei Asidim Ligol, and then the ultimate geula is going to happen in Nisan, like Rabbi Yeshua said, B'Nisan Asidim Ligol. So I know we just spoke this out very recently, but I think it's kedai to say it over again. And that's a beautiful vart that I heard from Rabbi Michal Steif Shlita. He told me he heard this once from his Hele Gezeide, Rabbi Yonis and Steif. He said this in a drasha. The Gemara says in Masech Des Beya, Dav Vav Amar Aleph, that Mi Mois Ezra Ve'elach Loi Matzinu Elo Me'ober. We know that a month can be made up of either 29 days or it can be made up of 30 days. These are the sugyas that are coming, Yetz Hashem, in the next couple of days. We're going to get very, very much into it. But we know a month could be either 29 days or 30 days. Rav Chinen Bar Kahana said in the name of Rav and Be'ed Avav, Mi Mois Ezra Ve'elach, Loi Matzinu Elo Me'ober. The Chodesh Elo was never Me'ober. Meaning from the times of Ezra, literally. That's how long. Chodesh Elo was always 29 days. It was never 30 days. Rabbi Yonis and Steib said that there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Sholchu Mitam. They sent a memo from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And they told Mar Ukva, he was the Reish Kalus at the time in Bavel, Adar Asamach LeNisan, LeOilam Chaser. The Chodesh Adar that precedes Nisan, meaning, if there's one Adar, so it's Adar. And if there's two Adars, Adar Beis. The one that's closer to Nisan, LeOilam Chaser. It's also LeOilam Chaser. It's always 29 days. Every month can be either Malay or it could be Chaser. But there's 2 months that Chazal had a Mesoira with LeOilam Chaser. Mi Mois Ezra ve'Elach le'Matzino Elo Me'uber. El was always Chaser. And Sholchu Leila Marukva, Adar Asamach le'Nisan, LeOilam Chaser. The Adar that comes before Nisan is LeOilam Chaser. So why those 2 months? So Rabbi Yonis and Steif said, because we know the Gemara says Benisa Nigalu B'Tishrei Asidim Ligoel B'Nisan Nigalu B'Nisan Asidim Ligoel. And Lefi the Grod that we just spoke out, Elu Ve'Elu Divrei Lekim Chayim. The Chodesh Tishrei is a Chodesh of Be'ita. It's a Chodesh of Geula. And Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh of Be'ita. It's also a Chodesh of Geula. So the Yid and Bezdin wanted that when we're holding so close to Chodesh Tishrei, the Chodesh of Geula, we're not going to add another day to Elul. Loi Matzino Elul Me'uber, because we want to bring the Geula as quickly as we possibly can. And as a result, don't push it off another day. You're going to make a 30th day Elul. Bring Rosh Chodesh already. Why? Because it's Chodesh Tishrei. And Chodesh Tishrei is the Chodesh of the Geula. And the same thing was Chodesh Nisan. Adar Asamach LeNisan is La'ilam Chaser. Because when it came to the end of Chodesh Adar, and the Yidden felt Chodesh Nisan coming, and this is the Chodesh of HaChodesh HaZalachem, it's the Chodesh of all the Madregos, but specifically it's the Chodesh of B'Nisan Nigalu B'Nisan Asidin Ligo, with the ultimate Geula. The Shlemus of the Geula is going to happen. So again, it was during that month the Yidden didn't want to be Ma'abrit. They didn't want to add another day. Every single month could be Malei or Chaser. But the months that precede Tishrei and Nisan, Elul, and Adar Asamach LeNisan are LeOilam Chaser. Said Rabbi Yonis and Steif, why? Because those are the months of Geula, and you don't push off the Geula. These are the Zmanim of Be'ita, but there's an Achishenu in the Be'ita. If we could bring that Be'ita a little bit faster, we're not going to push it off another day. And that's why Mimais Ezra Ve'elach LeMatzinu Elam Uber, so it should be Tishrei already, bring the month of Geula, and that's why Adar Asamach LeNisan LeOilam Chaser. We don't want to push off Chodesh Nisan another day. Let it be already the month of B'Nisan Asidin Ligal.